Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here it is, day 65 of the 90-day legislative session, and we're quickly closing in on another major milestone. This Monday, April 1st, marks the deadline for all revenue and spending bills to transmit from their house of origin to the other house, or they automatically die. We're looking forward to April 1st because it marks the end of most surprises. This past week, everyone was living on pins and needles because bills were appearing out of nowhere in an attempt to beat the deadline. It's expected, everyone knows it's coming, both sides do it, it's nerve-wracking, and it's all part of the game. Last week, Saturday, Senator Al Olszewski introduced Senate Bill 354, also known as the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. It was then scheduled for a hearing this past Monday, passed out of the committee on Wednesday, and is scheduled for a hearing on the Senate floor today. What normally is a 4 to 6 week process was condensed to 1 week, and it left pro-abortion forces frustrated and crying foul. From my perspective, that's a beautiful thing. The bill will pass out of the Senate tomorrow, just in time to meet Monday's deadline. Meanwhile, a similar story is playing out in the House, where House Bill 500, also known as the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, will get its final vote on the House floor later today. The bill passed second reading 60-40, so it's sure to pass today's third reading vote. This bill bans abortions after 20 weeks, and it too will make it to the opposite House by Monday. We love it when a plan comes together. After close of business tomorrow, another 1,000 bills and undrafted bill titles will go by the wayside because they failed to meet the deadline. We began in January with well over 3,000 bill draft requests, and that number is now whittled down to far less than 1,000 that will actually make it to the end of the session and become law. For those of us who work in the Capitol, this point in the session brings with it a set of mixed feelings. With each passing day, the picture becomes more and more clear, and a sense of relief grows as the list of bills still in play continues to shrink. On the other hand, a sense of increased anxiety seems to permeate the building as people become more desperate to kill bad bills and keep their favorite bills alive. For us so far, it's been a good session. On Monday, many of the bad bills we've been trying to kill will die, and the window to introduce any more bad bills is already closed. There will be no more surprises, everything is now on the table, and the pathway to the end of the session is crystal clear. We no longer have to watch the list of unintroduced bills because the deadline for introduction is officially passed. It's now time to redouble our efforts to kill the few remaining bad bills and push the good ones across the finish line and onto the governor's desk. This is also the time to watch for tricks, like amending the language from bills that have already died into bills that are still alive. Anything can happen in the final days of a session, and as I've told you before, you're never really safe until the legislature adjourns. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.